Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Today, let's tackle Psalm 125. It's a perfect verse for a Friday. We're getting ready to head into a great weekend, and Sunday is going to be an extraordinary day at Sugar Hill Church. I hope you'll join us at 9:30 or 11. If you can't be there live, make sure you watch on our Facebook page, or you can go to live.sugarhill.church. So let's jump into Psalm 125, beginning in verse 1. Those who trust in the Lord are as secure as Mount Zion. They will not be defeated, but will endure forever. Just as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, both now and forever. The wicked will not rule the land of the godly, for then the godly might be tempted to do wrong. O Lord, do good to those who are good, whose hearts are in tune with you, but banish those who turn to crooked ways. O Lord, take them away with those who do evil. May Israel have peace. Now, if you jump back up to the beginning, those who trust in the Lord are secure. Now, this is a song that is sung by pilgrims making their way to Jerusalem. It's part of what we know as the Psalms of Ascent. And so these people would sing these songs on the way to Jerusalem in preparation for holy days, in preparation for Passover, and in preparation for the days of feast. And the scripture says, you can almost in the back of your mind hear them singing, those who trust in the Lord are as secure as Mount Zion. They will not be defeated, but will endure forever. Just as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people both now and forever. So having been in Jerusalem and having been around the mountains there surrounding, there is literally mountains surrounding the city of Jerusalem. And the picture here is that just as surely as those mountains surround the city, God is surrounding the people he loves and those who love him, and he is protecting them. And what does it say? The wicked will not rule the land of the godly. But now watch this, for then the godly might be tempted to do wrong. O Lord, do good to those who are good, whose hearts are in tune with you. They're singing the song as if it were a prayer, saying, we recognize that if we will live godly lives, then we won't be tempted to do wrong. But in fact, they will. Jesus teaches us that we are indeed tempted, but we are tempted only with which Christ can turn us away from that temptation. This is why he came, so that when temptation came our way, we would have the capacity to rest in him, trust in him, walk away through power in him. And in doing so, Lord, would you do this? What? Do good whose hearts are in tune with you. My friend, today on this Friday, settle your heart, settle your soul, and determine what is it that you are to do that is good in the eyes and the sight of the Lord, so that he might not tempt you, knowing he won't, knowing that he is more than enough than the tempter, knowing that he can lead you away from that temptation, and to do good to those who are good, whose hearts are in tune with you. What is our prayer on this Friday? Lord, let our heart be in tune with you. Lord, let our heart be in tune with you. So if you were to stop for a minute and just let your mind get still and let your soul get still, what is it that your prayer would long for today? That, Lord, let our heart, our mind, and our soul be in tune with you. Why? Because you should do good to those who are good, whose hearts are in tune with you. Those who trust in the Lord are as secure as the mountains surrounding Jerusalem. We are secure with you. And one more time, are you ready? Whose hearts are in tune with you. Lord, tune my heart to you. I think I remember that from an old hymn, don't you? Tune my heart toward what? Toward you. My friend, today on this Friday, prepare yourself to live the life of God, the life of good. And as you do, tune your heart into his ways, his will, and his desire for your life. God bless you, friend. I hope to see you Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. Bye now.